the lights go down in Boston's Berklee Performance Center, musicians and dancers stream onto the stage singing and pounding drums. They're the children of Uganda, a troupe made up of 22 kids, ranging in age from 6 to 18. Most have lost at least one parent to AIDS, and many live without electricity or running water at home. But these hardships seem a sharp contrast to the obvious joy they take in their performance. In one dance, the girls prance around with gourd-like jugs balanced perfectly on their heads. In others, shells and other noisemakers on the performers' legs and waists amplify the beat of their feet. The children switch costumes between dances, reflecting traditional clothes from different regions.
One thing I enjoy and I believe in is really sharing the Ugandan culture and the African culture.
Peter Kasule is the artistic director of the Children of Uganda. The 26-year-old was a member of the original troupe 10 years ago. He comes from the same orphanage as many of the children performing here today.
So what I do, first part of it, is search into the dances and come up with the items I want to do and figure out regions I want to represent. Then I look at those regions and wonder, how are people from there? What are their traditions? What are their colors? What do they do? What do they wear? And then begin working with the dances and the choreography in itself.
But the troupe isn't performing simply to share the culture of Africa. The goal is to educate audience members about the AIDS crisis, and about AIDS orphans in particular. Alexis Heffley is the founder of the Children of Uganda Foundation. She got involved more than a decade ago when she was working in banking in Texas.
The last 2 or 3 years I was in banking, I thought there must be more to this journey to God. And I also thought that everyone else had a calling in life. I started asking God for a calling and to be able to understand what it meant to have a passion.
Heffley says she prayed on this question. And then she quit her job and moved to D.C. While there, she met a congressman and his wife who were very involved in the issue of AIDS in Uganda. What happened next literally took a leap of faith.
When I quit my job in banking, I told God, you know, I'll go anywhere you send me, even if it means death on the other side. So when they asked me if I had an interest in going to Uganda, I was open and free and was able to say, yeah, I'd love to go.
In Uganda, Heffley met a nun who ran an orphanage. The nun taught the children traditional songs and dances, since their parents were not alive to transmit that cultural knowledge.
I thought, if there was a way that my friends in America could see these children perform.
So she did just that. In 1994, she took the children on a 6-week tour throughout England and the U.S. That was the beginning of the Children of Uganda Foundation. Today, the foundation and these tours support 2 orphanages. They provide school fees for 750 children. And they support children living with HIV-positive parents in the community. At each performance, the audience receives a program that contains facts on AIDS in Uganda and tells the personal story of each child. Director Alexis Heffley.
I hope that what people walk away with is that there's so much more than just the statistics and the numbers or Africa, you know, being seen as a dark continent, because I think for me and also the children of Uganda, it's such a continent of light and hope. And I think what people will walk away with is, given an opportunity, what a child can do.
18-year-old Francis Labulwa is one of those children. He lost his father to AIDS almost 10 years ago. Labulwa says he feels alive when he dances, and he appreciates the chance to be, as he puts it, an ambassador for all the children of Uganda.
I feel good because when we come off stage and people say we've changed their lives, then to me, I feel very good, and it is such a golden opportunity because so many people here that we've lost parents, or there is war in Uganda, but the smiles the children have on stage do not represent all those tragedies. The smiles, I would say, represent our happiness, and they represent our hope.
The infectious grins of the children as they perform do seem to transmit that hope. These kids today, here on this stage, see a world of opportunity for themselves and for their fellow AIDS orphans in Africa. For the World Vision Report, this is Cynthia Graber in Boston.
Barcelona.